Wijnaldum Stadium is Australia's home from home at this World Cup, but now hallowed ground after recording only one of three World Cup finals wins here against Tunisia. Win, lose or draw, it's goodbye. They'll either go home or move on, never to return. What is certain is that the aerial power of Mitchell Duke is central to their hopes. Cornelius and Damsgaard are benched. When Denmark shape up this way, it tends to mean they fancy their chances, and victory absolutely imperative. Denmark begin proceedings in the Al-Janoub Stadium. Facing Australia, who've only progressed beyond the group stage of a World Cup finals once.
Try and ignore all the permutations that will no doubt be going on all around this stadium and all around the world. Once they start getting Eriksen 30, 40 yards from goal, you've got to tighten up. See, that's too easy.
We're finding holes again. Jensen fed by Brathwaite. We didn't feel he had a lot on.
I mean, that's just a simple ball round the corner. Behic has either got to tuck in himself or get Aaron Moy or Jackson Irvine scream at them. Try and get Kasper Michael thinking about something. Look at this again here.
Well, Mailer where he likes to be, causing problems. Shown the outside. Oh! And somehow swiveled away by Ryan. It was a really uncomfortable moment for him.
This is that rumour that Marla had moments ago. Just trying to get to the byline.
Well, at the moment, a draw is enough. Oh, and that was McGree.
That's up.
A little flash of inspiration there.
Yeah, listen, leap that. Lecky and on to Duke. And
yeah, Scott Olsen had an opportunity to shoot there. Jensen. Scott Olsen! Oh, and he really didn't get hold of that at all with a really good sight of goal.
They're enjoying so much good possession, looking far superior with their forward play and their link-up play.
Lindstrom, big combination, Brathwaite and Eriksen. Here's Lindstrom. Red shirts arriving. He's won his battle. Well, it was Degenek again with another critical contribution. Eriksen dragging the shot.
To waste that from Christian Eriksen. Just relieved all the pressure. Lovely pass to release Lindstrom down the left side. Good football. And once he gets around the back, can he then find a red shirt? Couldn't quite.
Lindstrom. And an injection of pace. And not a quality of cross.
The goal that worked in front of him was brilliant. This little give and go. Look at the pace of Lindstrom here. Exposes everybody. Aaron Moore is never going to get near him.
As the half has gone on, Australia have gained control. And at the moment, they are in the position in which they wish to be. Here's a break led by Lecky. He's all on his own. No help whatsoever. Matthew Lecky! He didn't need the support. He did it all on his own. Pure Aussie joy.
Great goal, wasn't it? Brilliant finish. Look at Matt Lecky right in the middle of the screen. Running forward. The ball is delivered to him perfectly. Now he's still got tons to do from this area. He's got two people he's got to get past. And the shot, I think, goes through Mailer's legs. This gives Kasper Schmeichel no chance at all. Look at that. Incredible. How he just reverses it back across the goal. Watch the defender outstretch the leg. There he goes. Straight between them. Schmeichel's not getting there. He's not the most powerful, but he's accurate. And it just evades Kasper Schmeichel's despairing lunge. What a moment that is for Graham Arnold and his team.
Oh, hit by Barr and Dolberg. Doing the best he could with that.
Yeah. It's on the bar. Izzel comes flying in, gets a little give and go there with Cornelius. And
Eriksen. Lindstrom. Dolberg. Challenge from Suter and the slash shot by Barr.
but just haven't been able to make the most of it. Kasper Dolberg here. There's a striker, ball coming to him in the box. You've got to take a decent touch there, get that out of your feet.
Cornelius is free!
Got to go back across the box with that. From that angle, you're never going to score. You've just got to loop that one back towards that far post and get everybody piling in on that.
Backus. Moy. It's Australia Day at the World Cup Finals. Another green and golden generation is born. Matthew Lecky produced a moment that will see his name echo through the ages in Australian sport. They saw it through, and they will play in the knockout stages of the World Cup for only the second time. Desolation for Denmark, who started so brightly, but they just could not finish, and they are finished. The European Championship semi-finals of last year, as far as this World Cup is concerned. Kasper Hjulmand not taking it lightly. The Australian party is just beginning. They have beaten Denmark here. Australia 1, Denmark 0.